And welcome to this week's Nature Connections show. This week I have a really, really special guest who I'm really excited to talk about. I'm going to be talking shortly to Tina van Leeuwen. Tina has been a really good friend of mine for quite a few years. Tina and I met via Facebook, and we are a great example of how you can actually start up a really heartfelt friendship via the internet. Tina is all about joy, and I'm sure you will feel that and hear that once you hear her voice. So welcome to the show, Tina.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. Such a joy to be here.
It is, isn't it? And I know that each time we speak, my vibration changes, and I'm really sensing that that's going to shift for the people who are listening today as well. So you do really, really special work, and I know your work is very transformative on many, many different levels, and that your work also is deeply connected to the earth. So tell us a little bit about your connection.
Yes, well, I would say, you know, my connection with nature, my love for nature, started a long time ago. I, just like you, have a great affinity with essential oils and actually studied aromatherapy many moons ago. And through a path of just fascination and interest in connecting with the elementals and connecting in with the beauty of nature and how that can support us and really allow us to really shine. And yeah, it brings me so much joy. It's guided me on this path to explore all kinds of different modalities and just sharing that with others. And yeah, that's what brings me great joy, to share and to support others with connecting in with their inner delight, which that name just came into being.
That's the name of your business, isn't it?
Yeah, my soon to be launching. Very exciting.
It is, and we will talk about that as we go through as we talk to each other today. Now, looking at what a description of what you do, it's just really fascinating because you help people tap into the source of their own joy and embody the true light that they are. So talk to us a little bit about that the work that you do and how that flows through you.
Yeah, well, I would say that over the last few years, you know, I feel like many, many people on this path of awakening and really feeling that there's got to be more, and how do we uncover that? That there are many ways to roam, as they say, and so there are many different modalities that have been supporting us along the path. And up until very recently, I was actually working with several techniques, modalities that I really resonated with. And towards, what was it, the summer of 2012, everything in my life came to a standstill. And everything I had been doing simply wasn't working anymore. It was like the plug had been pulled out. And I felt that something was shifting in me that I couldn't quite put into words yet. And I'm very blessed to be mentored by Nalini from Delphic Wave. Well, she always says that Source mentors me through her. And through that journey with her over the last few years, I've just found that what always came naturally to me has just been fine-tuned. And that's just an ability to connect with the core of, you know, the essence of someone, and tap into the possibilities and the potential that are there, and bringing that out. So I would describe it as me having gone through my own process has been like fine-tuning, like a tuning fork, you know, to that vibration of joy. And that is my core essence vibration. That's how I would describe it. And when I'm in the presence of others, it's like having that sound of joy, that frequency of joy resonating through me, connecting in with those who are open to receive it or resonate with it. And it brings about a shift to remind people, help remember of that connection that is also theirs. So it's really, you know, that's, you know, I just love that. The image that comes to me is of like being with a symphony orchestra, you know, when if you've ever seen when they do a tune up with an orchestra, they start and eventually all the note, you know, the same note is sounded and everything is just, it is beautiful, beautiful sound is in alignment. Everything is just is calibrated to the same note, the same frequency. Mm. And so I would say that that is what happens when someone's drawn to come and spend time with me, then I'd say it's a call to be reconnected and to be reminded of their own connection to their joy, tapping into their source.
Yeah, sounds beautiful. And what I've always loved about connecting with you, Tina, and everything I see that you put out into the ethers about yourself is always very human based as well. You know, there's a lot of you share of yourself and you share your processes. You talk about how life moves through you. So there's also, it's very extremely approachable and for that people are able to really connect with you much more easily because they see you as a person with it as well.
Mm.
Is that something you do consciously or is that just how it flows through you?
Yeah, I've not really looked at it that way before, but yeah, I suppose it just flows. I just share what wants to be expressed. I must say that I was just looking through some of the articles I've written over the last few years and seeing the transition in those made me realize how I used to definitely have filters in place. You know, one of the things I think a few years ago, when really starting to explore sharing through social media and being transparent and really letting myself be seen, I would say that the last few years have been a journey for me of really letting go of any of the fears that I had, most of them unconscious, of what other people would think of me. And that would play out as the people pleaser, wanting to be nice and, you know, say the right thing at the right time, which of course impossible. And I was censoring what was flowing through me. And as over the last few years working with Nalini, those sensors have come down and it's been a matter of really trusting that the source that flows through me expresses what is to be expressed. And, you know, I've had times where I've shared things and I'm like, I remember an article I wrote, I think that was either earlier this year or last year, that was, we are not all one. And I was, oh my gosh, just before I hit the publish button, I was sitting there going, oh my gosh, shaking on the inside. And yet knowing that this is what was expressing through me, it was wanting to be shared, and I had to really take a deep breath and realize there goes another part that cares what other people think of me. Let it go and publish and we'll see what happens. So I did. And of course, every time when those kind of situations happen, when I post an article like that, if I'm feeling that hesitation, that's usually when I get the most response from people. They go, oh my God, thanks for expressing that.
Mm.
It's like giving voice to what people may have been feeling but we're not able to articulate, or maybe they were going through a similar thing.
Yes, and it's that authenticity, I think, that I was referring to, just allowing that the voice to come through and really tap into our divinity, which, you know, I think many of us feel as we work towards that, there's a sense that maybe as we become purer and more aligned with our true natures, that, you know, only that which is joyful and clear and vibrant will flow through us. And of course, many times that is, but in the process, sometimes things that are discordant will also flow through.
Yes, you know how they say, well, people would say, be careful what you wish for. I always say, be conscious of what you wish for or what you intend. Because if your intention is, as mine was several years ago, I really intended to embody faith. I didn't want to just know about it. I wanted to live it, to walk it, to talk it, to breathe it, to be it. And that's you know, I really want to experience that. And of course, that at the time, I didn't realize what I was invoking with this, because it was bringing to the surface everything where I doubted, everything where I did not have faith, basically bringing up to the surface everything that had been in the way, so as to make room for what I was asking for. And yeah, that's an interesting, interesting experience.
But it's such an important one to share, isn't it? I think so important to share so that people know that just because there are feelings that are maybe not so comfortable coming up, it's all part of the process.
Yes, and I would say, you know, I think especially in over the last few years or so, you know, it's very popular to talk about oneness and to, you know, unity and all of that. And a lot of these words, in the, you know, the, very, they're concepts until they are actually embodied. And so I would say that with that as well, talking about embodying your divinity, that intention will bring to the surface all the ways that you have believed that you are not divine. And so that will bring up all your fears, all your limitations, all the rules that you've played by that tell you that you are not divine. And to clear through those and to be willing to let those go is going to bring up that voice that's going to say, who the hell do you think you are? It's going to bring up all the conforming to the rules of society and trying to fit in and, you know, the whole shebang. So it's quite a process.
It is, but one that you embody so joyfully, which is really what is so special about what you do. So let's go back a little bit to nature, because that's maybe what brings us together today in this sharing space, and seeing the reflection of that with Mother Nature. And the nature of who we are, our true nature as expressed through our source. So maybe can you talk to me a little bit about how those two things mirror each other?
Yeah, I would. You know, I just love being in nature. I love flowers, and I'm in Australia at the moment, and just the other day I went for a walk through the neighborhood, and yeah, there's just all these beautiful flowers everywhere. And I stopped to take some photos because they were calling me. It's like they were glowing. It's like the light that was radiating from them was just drawing me to them to go have a closer look. And when I saw the pictures, I was like, oh, wow, you know, stunning. The absolute exquisiteness and the divine perfection in it all, in the creation. When I take the time to go and actually have a look at the flowers that I encounter on my way, it slows me down and it feels like a moment to really reflect, or to have that beauty of nature reflected, but also it really connects me into that divine love, that sense of, wow, the awe, like the reverence for nature. And noticing how absolutely exquisite that is connects me with the exquisiteness of my own nature. And I feel that if people take time to actually slow down and to be, connecting in with the beingness that they are, you're connecting in with your own nature, and spending time in Mother Nature really supports that and makes it so much easier, I would say.
And being also with her always reminds me particularly that I love to watch the seasons pass through. Some of them are more comfortable for me than others. But when I finally started paying attention to the seasons outside of me. The seasons inside of me began to balance as well. So she's a beautiful teacher, isn't she?
Yes, and that's what I love about what you're sharing in the world, you know, with the flower essences and the moonflower essences and everything that you're creating, because I find that going, like the moonflower essences, I mean, going through the cycles with those, I think in bottle number 7, or is
okay.
it? No, or 6. Anyway, maybe the fifth. No, it's the fifth one in the series, I think.
So it's the full moon, is it?
Maybe the full
moon. Or the fruit moon.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't see the bottle from here. But anyway, by feeling that subtle energy, that the vibration that's in those essences, feels to me like it really enhances and fine-tunes my own connection with nature and all the elements. So it's just such a beautiful interconnected dance, and I also feel it's really an honoring of divinity in the many ways that it's being expressed. And so nature, and as you share through the essences, are a beautiful way to bring that reflection back inside.
And also through the female body, as she flows through her monthly cycle as well.
Yeah.
Changing all the time. And it's even when women are no longer flowing to that cycle, their bodies still respond, as do all beings on this planet. So, as you know. So, yes, it's beautiful to be able to connect the inner with the outer. So, I hear, changing the subject a little, I hear that recently you spent some time in jail.
Yes.
Yes.
How does one end up in there, huh?
Yeah, well, maybe you can share with everybody how you spent all that time there and how magical it was, how transformative it was.
Yeah. Well, it just so happened that while I've been going through this whole transition phase, as I mentioned earlier, summer of 2012, like everything in my life came to a standstill. I unplugged from everything. Nothing inspired me anymore. I really didn't know, what was going on. I just knew that it was letting go of everything I had been up until then, and everything I thought I was here to be. And so the next period of time, really from coming to Australia in January, it was a period of time for me to rediscover, I would say, like what I want to be. It was like what I want to be when I come out of this. And so as I was getting clarity about what I wanted to share, what I wanted to express, I knew it would have at the core essence joy somehow, but I just didn't know what form it was going to take, if it even had a form. And so I actually started to look around for a possible career change. I had a conversation with Spirit and said, you know what, I want to share my gifts with the world and I want to be paid. So I want to receive, money coming in whatever way it goes. And if that's going to be through creating my own business or whether that's through working for a company, then so be it. Show me what's optimal and bring it to me. Thank you very much. And while that was happening, a series of events occurred. One of them leading me up to here in Australia, they have a program that if you are looking for work and you have an idea for a business, then they have a program here where you can actually go through business training that prepares you to write a business proposal, business plan. And there's this amazing training that's connected with it. And one day while I was sitting at the beach feeling incredibly frustrated after having had many conversations with a lot of different conscious solopreneurs and holistic coaches and wellness practitioners, many of them who to the outside appearances would seem to be doing really well, when we were having conversations, I found out that behind the curtain, they were having tremendous challenges, especially financially. And it really started to irritate me that this was the case, because each and every one of them was facilitating the most amazing breakthroughs in the lives of the people they connected with, and yet somehow this money piece was really, really limiting them in their own experience, and yet nobody was talking about it. So at the time I launched this experiment, the 40-day money miracles experiment, to see what would happen if a group of us would come together and just see what would happen. Every day I would write an email and questions would come through. So anyway, on day 9 of this experiment, I had a feeling. I thought, wow, I was looking for jobs that I would be suited to. Didn't find anything. I found one that I really enjoyed, that I really resonated with, but that didn't go through. And so I thought, I'm going to look to see if there are some companies around which provide this training. I was drawn to one and called them up, and they had an information day the next day. And so I went, and they happened to be located in the old Fremantle prison. So that's how I ended up in jail. Now, the cosmic joke of it all, and I just love divine timing and how everything is orchestrated, and when really just trusting that to see how things unfold, was that on day 39 of the experiment, by now, all this amazing content had been created, and I was invited in for an interview to find out if I would have a spot in this business training. And it was partly because of having the content of the last 39 days that it was seen as a great idea for a business. And so I was invited to start, and it started the next week. And the classes would normally be held in prison, so I would have to go, spend time in jail for 4 weeks. But then at the last minute, they got relocated to a church. So I received my training in church. Isn't that funny?
It's wonderful. It is extraordinarily beautiful. Trust, process of trust for you, and beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, and the other thing that's kind of, funny about it all is just noticing, I'd say I'm on the Joy Sprinkle Trail, and I call that the path of, it is a path of trust and really surrendering into what is, into the flow, and letting each step be, like the path be illuminated by these joy sprinkles, which are those things that uplift me, that make my heart sing, that make me feel light. That's why I call them joy sprinkles. And I feel like when we follow the path of those joy sprinkles, often it makes no sense to the mind whatsoever. Yet when you do follow it and you do trust that, the most amazing things unfold. And by having had this frustration lead to having this experiment, and the content of that experiment being what is now turning out to be like a core element. It's like a sacred container for everything that's been flowing through me to be shared with the world, by having what was an expensive hobby transformed into a business, and actually with a vision to turn that into a company within the next 12 months, to really create and to contribute to the well-being of the planet, and creating sustainable business and uplifting and showing what's possible, when we come together. So I find that amazing how that's all unfolding.
It is amazing. It's absolutely beautiful. And again, through transforming yourself, through allowing those transformations to flow through you, you're now giving back, as we always do, but just hearing your words there and hearing, seeing, feeling all the mirrors of that, as we become our true nature, then our planet also really supports us in that, and the process is mutual.
Yeah.
As you talk about creating the sustainability that you talked about, you know, it's not just about ourselves, it's about everybody and everything.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, I was just going to say, I think what is important to remember is that oftentimes when you see somebody, and especially when someone is really thriving and they are what we would call successful in this world, it may look as if that's a one-person show, but there is always a team. There are people involved. We are so in this together. And if I look at my own life, I mean, the amount of support, the people that are in my life, the support network in place is huge. But that meant that I had to be willing to let myself be seen, to dare to be vulnerable and to ask for help, and then actually be open and willing to receive it, which that has just been quite a journey to now feel like I can actually be open to receiving and enjoy it graciously. You know, it wasn't always the way, I can assure you.
So tell everybody how they can find out more about what you do and some of the plans that you have for your future and your business, because I know they're really exciting.
Yeah, there's some very exciting things that are unfolding. Well, take a look on the website, innerdelight.com. The information will be available on there soon. One of the things that is going to be presented several times a year will be a group journey program for the 40-day Money Miracles Experiment.
Which is a wonderful journey. I have been on it myself, so strongly recommend that.
Yeah, it's really a journey of transforming your wealth consciousness. And keep in mind that wealth originally meant happiness. And it wasn't until a few hundred years later that possession of goods and material things was added to it, and you know, lots of distortions occurred. So it is this 40-day program as a group journey. There is a VIP package will be available. That's a very inspiring presence package where you receive one-on-one support. And very exciting is that from all that content, an ebook and a playbook are being created, which will be available soon. There is a telesummit being planned, but that won't be until next year. And I'm actually also doing some research at the moment at leading up to ultimately having the Joy Tribe being launched. That will be happening early next year, and then leading up to having a Joy Tribe retreat. So it's just going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be, well, joyful, you know. I'm so excited. I feel like a plane that's ready for takeoff, and I'm just, you know, waiting for that call. Yeah, clearance is here and off you go. So watch this space.
Wonderful. Yes, and we can all really relate to that feeling of you know, expectation and just the excitement of embarking on a truly magnificent journey. So
yes,
could you leave us all today with maybe a little sharing of how, if people, I think it kind of, listening to you always and just connecting with you, people, well, I can only speak personally, we just get imbued with this, with the joy sprinkles. How, if somebody's listening and thinking, well, okay, so how do I go and what do? How do I find some joy sprinkles? Can you maybe just talk us through a little process where people can connect with that?
Well, yeah, sure. I would say that, you know, first of all, let's just ask that whatever definitions that you have of what joy is and what joy is not, that they be uncreated all the way back to source, so that you may receive the truth of what joy is. And allowing yourself to just tap into your physical body, Noticing that when you call forth the joy that you are from within, allowing that to bubble to the surface, connecting in with that by asking yourself, what would really uplift me right now? What would be really fun for me right now? If you had all the resources available that you think you need in order to be able to do what you love, what would you be doing? How would you be spending your time? And just noticing if there is a part of you that has been conditioned or is in the habit of putting off until someday time for you. Time for you to shine like the star that you are, to do that which really makes you smile from the inside out, because you've been conditioned that you have to take care of everybody and everything else first. It's kind of like when flying and you ask, you see the demonstration and you have to put on your oxygen mask first before helping anyone else. Any of the ways that you may have been conditioned or programmed to believe that you have to provide and take care of everyone and everything else first, let's just ask that that be uncreated all the way back to source now. And if you're willing and ready, able for this to be released now, just say yes. And then allowing yourself to let all the energy that's been invested in doing things out of obligation or duty be transformed. Any of the fears of what other people may think of you, if you put your own well-being first, put yourself first with a capital S, the source that you are, allowing all of those fears to just go into the divine laundry service. Let them be transformed and allow yourself to just notice when you're about to choose something, whether that's an activity or you receive an invitation for something, whatever it is, does it feel joyful? Yes or no? And give yourself permission, even if it's just for a day for starters, to only say yes to that which uplifts you, to that which feels fun, to that which makes your heart sing. That is following the joy sprinkles in your path. And have fun seeing where they take you.
Beautiful, Tina. Thank you for sharing that. That was very profound and really gives everybody a taste of what you do and of what flows through you. So thank you so much for sharing with us today, for allowing everybody to feel your connection with nature, to your nature and to nature around you. I know everybody's going to go and check out what you do and all the lovely programs that you have running and will be running very soon as well. So please go and look at Tina's website, innerdelight.com. You also have a Facebook presence. How can people connect with you?
Yes, on Facebook, the page is the Inner Delight Joy Tribe.
Okay, lovely.
Yes. That's where it's happening.
That's where it's happening. Thank you so much, Tina. It's been very joyful speaking to you, as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.